Hey, Max. Welcome to the podcast. I didn't hear you come in.
Hey, Pete. You mean you didn't hear the door's very loud squeaking?
No, I guess I was too focused on reading the newspaper to hear the squeaking.
Oh, focused on a different gerund?
Oh no, are you turning into Grammar Man again? Okay, I'll bite. A different what?
Gerunds, you know, like the door squeaking or reading the newspaper. Those words, squeaking and reading, are gerunds.
Okay, so what? Everything that ends in ing is a gerund?
Oh, not necessarily. The word also has to be used as a noun in the sentence.
Okay, let's see. The door's loud squeaking. That's interesting. Squeaking is usually a verb. But in this case, the door's squeaking is a thing. So it's a noun. But it would probably make more sense to talk about the squeaking door.
Ah, the participle.
Grammar Man strikes again!
See, when you say the squeaking door, squeaking is an adjective. It's describing the door. Or a participle could be a verb like, the door has been squeaking for a while and I wonder when someone will fix it.
Okay, I get it. You want me to fix the door?
Yes, to fix the door would be wonderful. Which reminds me of another interesting verb form, the infinitive. That's a verb that starts with to.
Like, to be or not to be? That is the question.
Very nice. Or, to fix the door or not to fix the door? That is the question.
Don't worry. By this time next week, the door will be fixed.
Now, don't you try hiding behind a passive voice.
What's that, Grammar Man?
Passive voice. The door will be fixed. You twisted around your sentence and left out the most important part. Who will be doing the action? You should say it in the active voice. I will fix the door.
You will? That's great. Thanks, Grammar Man.
Audio provided by Audio Jungle. Copyright 2020 Pearson Online and Blended Learning K-12 USA. All rights reserved.